What is up and welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Radio Libre 2.0, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Five Nights at Freddy's from the movie Five Nights at Freddy's. That is the opening song that you hear during the opening credits, right after that cold open of the night guard being chased by an unknown thing. Of course, if you're a FNAF fan like me, you know that that Night Guard was originally supposed to be Markiplier. But he had conflicts with his own movie, which is an adaptation of the indie horror game Iron Lung, and was unable to make the shooting days that they wanted him for. Of course, we still had Corey and MatPat, who were able to make cameos, as well as, I know, people like Daco were out on the Employee of the Week board on the set. So we still were able to see some other YouTubers who made FNAF really big in the movie. Today's show, the theme is film scores. I was unwell last week, so I wasn't able to do my show, and originally this was meant to be done then, because this last Saturday, my girlfriend and I went to see Avatar The Last Airbender in concert, the music from the show. It was amazing. It was phenomenal. It was a great show. We both had such an amazing time. We both sobbed a lot. I had a couple friends who weren't able to make the show in Boston, so they ended up having to drive to Connecticut to see the show on Friday night. And I remember they were telling me how great it was. Our seats were fantastic. We were right on that first mezzanine, so we were eye level with the screen. We could see the whole orchestra. It was great. They played through the entire show, all three seasons. They did the musical highlights, of course. They didn't play the score against the episodes one after the other, but it was a great time. It was amazing, and I always have had such a great appreciation for film scores, and Jeremy Zuckerman, the guy who composed Avatar: The Last Airbender, he did a phenomenal job. You'll hear him later tonight. He did great. The Newton Brothers did great with the Five Nights at Freddy's theme. And there's another composer who did especially well, and we have played him on the show before. To kind of give him a little introduction, he is a composer that always wanted to be a film director. but as some people often do in their industry, he had to find another in because unfortunately he couldn't get a directing gig. And so he ended up doing composing, and he composed a lot of amazing music that you're probably very familiar with. And he loves it. He loves it. But he was able to direct a couple years ago a Marvel special presentation called Werewolf by Night. And if you know who I'm talking about, of course, I'm talking about the great Michael Giacchino. I was actually able to see him in person over the summer. I went to the D23 Disney Fan Expo in Anaheim, California, and I went to the Music of Marvel panel, and he hosted it with a lot of great composers across the Marvel movies. The couple that did all the WandaVision music and is doing the music for Agatha All Along, which is currently streaming. There were the musicians who did Ant-Man. There was the composer who did, trying to remember the other ones. I don't think I can remember off the top of my head, but Michael was the host, and he's great. He's composing the music for the new Fantastic Four movie, which he was actually played at that event. I feel like people my age are most familiar with his music from the stuff he did with Pixar, specifically a little movie about a family that's pretty incredible, might I say. From The Incredibles, here is Glory Days.
Thank you.
That, of course, was the amazing and talented Hans Zimmer and John Powell joining forces together for the song Hero, the opening song in the DreamWorks animated movie Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda is a great movie. The music is really great. I know from that one song, listening to it again, I recognized a lot of musical motifs that are sprinkled in the score throughout the movie, which kind of they brings that continued emotion, because I feel like that's one of the biggest reasons why I enjoy film scores so much, is the emotion that they inflict. I don't know if inflict is the right word, but the emotion that they cause me, I think, is just, it's such a vulnerable feeling listening to film scores, especially when you associate them with the film, or when you're able to separate them and kind of acknowledge them on their own. There's something so beautiful about the symphonic sound and how it creates these singular sounds from a section, from brass, from woodwinds, from strings, and it creates this new singular sound. But then when you acknowledge it and you're like, that's a clarinet and a flute, and those two instruments together, or an oboe is joining in on that, and those three instruments together create this new singular sound. I just think that's so cool, and how composers are able to, you know, mess around with that and find where they can input that into their scores. Hans Zimmer and John Powell have done a lot of work independently, and a lot of stuff that I'm sure you're familiar with. I got two for you guys, one from each of them, from one of my favorite film franchises, and I've played music from this movie series on the show before. We have the brilliant song Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest, and then following that we have John Powell gracing us with a beautiful melody from another DreamWorks Animation classic staple, How to Train Your Dragon with Romantic Flight. So first we have the Captain Jack Sparrow. Thank you. I love the score that John Powell does for How to Train Your Dragon. It's just, it's so beautiful. That first movie is phenomenal, and the music just accompanies that so well. It's so great. But that specific song, Romantic Flight, it reminds me of another song. This might sound be really, really niche, and this is one of the, you ever have those songs that they kind of scratch the back of your head and you don't know where they're from or what they were? This song was like that for a while. I had to track it down, but I couldn't capture it entirely because, unfortunately, the movie that the song is on from the score, that film score is not available on any streaming, Apple Music, Spotify, none of it. And I'm talking about the 2003 live action Peter Pan movie. Specifically, in the final act, there is a song when Peter Pan almost dies and he comes back because he's rejuvenated, and it's a song called I Do Believe in Fairies. This is James Newton Howard. He did the score, but it's not available on any streaming, so I can't play it for you tonight. But it has this really, really beautiful harp piano duet that, and then the melody's like dun, 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 dun. So if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy. That song in that movie was my first, I think, conscious awareness of film score in a movie. And I have to search for it every time I want to listen to it because I have the movie. I have it on disc. I got it for my 7th birthday. I watched that movie to death. I love that movie. Came with those special features. Jason Isaacs, he plays Lucius Malfoy. He played Captain Hook in that movie. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any other notable people that were in that movie. But just wanted to say that. Kind of sounds like Romantic Flight, so that's why I brought it up. But before we continue with more music, it's time for a public service announcement. And this one is about chronic fatigue syndrome education. If you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. CFS affects more than 1 million Americans, and most of them haven't even been diagnosed. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed. Get diagnosed. Get help. That's very important. And even if it's not that extreme, go get your flu shot. Go get your COVID booster. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I know the unknown sickness is coming around. I had it a couple weeks ago. I had it last week. Kind of knocked me out for a little bit, but we're back. And you know what we're back with? We're back with more Michael Giacchino, because the stuff he did for Pixar goes well beyond just The Incredibles. This little French movie. Well, it's not a French movie, but it's a movie about the French. Specifically about a little French rat named Olami. Here's the main theme from Ratatouille. Thank you. before we do another song, I have some news. So I hadn't actually checked Apple Music in a while to see if they had the Peter Pan score from the 2003 movie, because they just hadn't, they hadn't had it, right? They hadn't had anything. I looked for it and they just hadn't had it. And I'm sure some of you heard me talking and were like, oh, silly goose, let me check. And then you checked and you realized that it's there now. So off the cuff, here is, this is crazy, here's I Do Believe in Fairies by James Newton Howard from the film, the 2003 live-action adaptation of Peter Pan. Guys, I'm sorry. I am currently updating the show because this is revolutionary to me. I got one more for you guys from the 2003 live-action Peter Pan adaptation. Another emotional one, along with I Do Believe in Fairies, that you could hear a little motif in this song that is in this song I'm about to play for you, which is Flying. Also from Peter Pan and James Newton Howard. Bear with me. We will get back to your regularly scheduled program. This is just revolutionary to me, and I love this music, and this was my childhood. So here's Flying. Thank you. I will say, listening to the songs by themselves, I now realize the songs are pretty similar. That I Do Believe in Fairies is just an abridged reprisal of Flying. But having not seen the movie in a solid 5 years, and having not listened to the music without the movie accompanying it, I didn't know. But this is revolutionary. I'm very happy, and I'm very glad I got to share that with you. If you haven't seen the 2003 live-action adaptation of Peter Pan, go see it. I don't know. I had a weird thing with Peter Pan when I was little, like that Neverland movie with Reezy Fonz when he plays Captain Hook. It's like the prequel, and all the Crocs have 8 legs. The lore behind live action Peter Pan movies is fascinating, and definitely, oh, Peter and the Star Catchers, that was a stage show based off a book, which I also loved. Go check all that out. Random plug, random niche thing that I'm into is, yeah, like takes on Peter Pan lore. I also love the original Peter Pan. But now we're gonna get back on track to our regular show. So this year, there were multiple projects released by Marvel Studios this year, including, you may have heard me mention before, Agatha All Along, which is streaming right now. But there was only one theatrical release happening this year under the Marvel Studios moniker. There, of course, is Venom, The Last Dance, coming out next Friday. And there were, I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I think that Kraven movie's coming out, but ain't no one going to see that. Sorry. Aaron Taylor Johnson, that movie just looks not great. But you know what was great? One Deadpool and Wolverine. And here is the theme from that movie, also called LFG. And I'm sure you know what that stands for. That, of course, was Full Moon Fight by Hasim Nazeh, which he wrote for Moon Knight, which I play after playing Deadpool and Wolverine, just because if Wolverine and Moon Knight wanted to team up, do a little something-something, get some Midnight Suns action going on, I would not be opposed, because that is brilliant. Brilliant. And I love it. But I got some more for you guys. I don't want to take up too much time yapping, so I'm going to get straight into it. Here's a beautiful song that I love, very dear to my heart, from Lord of the Rings, which I binged this summer. Here is Concerning Hobbits.
We'll be right back.
That was Welcome Home by Ludwig Göransson from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Love that movie. I love the different Marvel scores and the different composers that they bring in to do that music. But we're almost done with the show, but I got a couple more songs just to round off the evening. These songs are the main reason that the entire show tonight was themed around film and television scores. And I was really, really lucky to hear these live on Saturday. So, Clarice, if you're listening, I know you also had a lot of fun. That's my girlfriend, for those of you who don't know. And here's the first one I got. Aang, in parentheses, at the Avatar State. That, of course, was Into a Nighttime Sky, also by Jeremy Zuckerman, and also from the first season of Avatar: The Last Airbender. I'm really lucky that I was able to watch as many movies as I did, and I was exposed to as many movies as I was at such a young age. And I'm really appreciative of the amount of music that I've been able to intake. I think that composers like Jeremy Zuckerman, like Michael Giacchino, like John Williams, like Ludwig Göransson, like Hashem Naze, like Rob Simonson, Howard Shore, and especially Hans Zimmer, John Powell, the Newton Brothers, and of course, James Newton Howard, the composer for the 2003 live-action film adaptation of Peter Pan. Those songs that they write just add so much to those movies, and I couldn't imagine those movies without the scores. The scores are pretty important. So I recommend just go on Apple Music, go on Spotify, go on whatever your streaming service is. Look up the film score for that movie you watch, for that movie you like. Pick out those songs of those moments in the movie that you enjoyed, that spoke to you, and then just listen to that. That's great. You don't need the movie. You don't need the movie. You just need the music. That's all you need. So just do it. Go do it. After the show's done, go do it. But other than that, that's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And this has been Radio Libre 2.0. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing, stupendous Tuesday filled with happiness, joy, and no stress. Also, stay dry. I think the rain is done, but just in case it isn't, stay dry.
Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize, like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean, this is not the most the king, yo, it's about a thing,
feel real good when your hands in the air, and lick two shots in the atmosphere.